welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of July 14th. I am your raspy, exhausted co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and what are you up to, Melissa Hansen?
It's been a British week.
Oh, really?
Entertainment-wise. Well, the big kind of different thing entertainment-wise to talk about is I went and saw a concert.
Yes.
Queen and Adam Lambert.
And this is the original everybody but Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, Brian May, you know, shredding his guitar. God, I didn't realize how good he is.
No, Brian's fantastic. He's one of the best guitarists in the world.
He is, and I didn't really, I know he's up there, but I don't think he's as, it's like everybody knows who Joe Perry is. Like, my mother knows who Joe Perry is. Kind of thing, and Richie Sambora, and
Stevie Vai, or Stevie Ray Vaughan.
She wouldn't know May's name. Anyhow, no, it was an excellent concert, wow. And I mean, like I said, like, of course Adam is no Freddie Mercury, but nobody is.
No, I mean, yeah.
And he is definitely the second best thing.
Wow.
Is so good. I mean, think about Freddie's, like, personality, number one. Number two, just his vocal power. Adam's got those.
It's true.
You know, he's got the theatrical, and his voice is perfect for these songs. Mm. Anyhow, it was a really fun concert. It was all Queen songs. It's not, you know, he's billed separately, but it's really a Queen concert. They just have Adam singing.
Right.
Not his stuff. But, and there's, so if you're just a fan of his, I don't think you'll like it so much.
Okay.
So it's just Queen songs. And he's off, Adam's off stage, Brian's got a few times, it's just him singing, or it's like 15 minutes of him just playing guitar.
Wow.
And for some people, that was their favorite part. Me, I'd rather have something I can sing along with. But they do all the big hits.
Okay.
They actually have some video of Freddie.
Nice.
So they get to, Adam does a little singing with Freddie.
Oh.
And does a song they used to do together, and they have a little clip of Freddie singing it and stuff. I mean, they definitely pay respects to him.
Nice.
Anyhow, no, it's a really excellent concert. I think they're kind of in the middle of the tour, so if you get a chance, and they've done it before, I'm sure they'll do it again.
Yeah, and I think Brett went to see it in Houston.
He did. He saw it right before I did.
Ah.
So anyhow, I totally recommend it. You know, if you're a Queen fan, give Adam a chance.
All right.
I mean, yeah, it's not as good as Freddie, but it's, you know, pretty close.
All right.
So that, but TV stuff I've been watching British shows. All on Hulu.
Yeah.
A bunch of, like, shorter season stuff. There's some I watch. Misfits, I've watched all of. I finally finished the most recent season.
Which is disconnected from the previous seasons you watched, right?
Completely different cast this season.
Yeah.
Last season there was like a holdover, but then he left during the season, so it's not as good as the first like couple seasons, but it's good.
All right.
It's not as good, but it's good. So yeah, it's a thumbs up, but yeah, start at the beginning. The first couple seasons are amazingly good.
Okay.
But then I just kind of segued into other British stuff. I watched The Body Farm.
What's that?
One series. It's a British. It's set at a body farm, which we have here in the U.S. too.
Huh.
It's a big open area that they actually, people who donate their bodies to science, they go and they put the bodies in specific circumstances to see how they, like, decompose.
Oh.
So they can use it in current cases.
Okay.
Kind of thing. And this isn't so much about the body farm, which is why I watched it, because I think it's such an intriguing idea.
Yeah.
It's not so much. There's a different case every week they help out on.
Okay.
It's good.
Right.
It's not my favorite, but it was a good one. And it's like a one, you know, shorter series, like six episodes.
Yeah.
So I watched that. And then I watched Injustice, which is a lawyer drama. It's James Purefoy.
Oh.
Stars in that. And it's one series on Hulu. So it's like one story. You know, in whatever six episodes kind of thing. Yeah, he plays a lawyer with a bit of a history and, you know, there's a series long mystery going on and all that. That one I really enjoyed.
Nice.
It's pretty great to watch. And then Run, which is a four episode, I think, series. Each episode centers on a different character.
Yeah.
The overall, how these strangers, how their lives connect, and how a person being a fucking idiot, like, affects all these strangers' lives. Ooh. This, you know, like the butterfly flaps his
wings. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a, hurricane. It's that one person does something and it affects all these strangers.
Huh.
Yeah, so it's called Run. It's on Hulu. It's four, 45-minute episodes. It's really good.
Nice.
And then the other one I really enjoyed, I just finished it, State of Play. And I was looking through, and Hulu gave me all these British TV suggestions.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the picture on it, and, kind of the cast little thing. I'm like, is that Bill Nighy?
Oh.
Not Bill Nye, the science guy.
No, Bill Nighy.
The actor.
I'm Love Actually. Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I'm totally going to watch this. And it's a mystery with journalists. It's at a newspaper.
All right.
And they're investigating this story. Huh. Who plays the chief. But I'm watching. I'm like, okay, Bill Nighy, I'm watching it. So I put it on. And I'm like, that's Kelly MacDonald.
Oh.
And then I'm like, that's James McAfee, right? What's his name?
McAvoy.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't right. I'm like, that's James McAvoy. It's a few years old, but wow. That was another really good one.
Okay.
Yeah, called State of Play, and they're all on Hulu, so.
Nice.
Yeah, I think I'm British out now.
Okay.
Got my whole Swedish-Mexican with the bridge, and then got my British. I gotta move on.
All right.
Recommendations. Other foreign TV shows.
Yeah. I had no time to watch anything this week. We opened Music Man, and I've been going balls to the wall with summer theater. We've started rehearsing Spamalot, so my voice is shot, and I am just, I got the day off today, which is unheard of in summer stock for anybody to get the day off, but I slept in this morning. I'm going to try and just take it easy this afternoon. We'll see how that goes. I believe we are still ahead of the curve for box office results, although the projected... Well, first and foremost, Paramount is getting skewered for claiming that they made $100 million on Transformers last week.
Oops.
Because the numbers came in, and they weren't what everybody was claiming it was. So, that's a little bit of a controversy there. But the big surprise this week was Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which pulled in an estimated $73 million.
Which I have seen how many... friends reviewing, like, on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody loved it.
I liked the first one, despite James Franco being fronting it.
But this one, from our critics, from big movie people, they are liking it.
Mm.
So it wasn't really on my radar, but it is now.
Well, and I was a huge fan of the original franchise, which went from mm-hmm. phenomenal with the Charlton Heston movie to just complete... camp ridiculousness as the movies went on. But I watched those as a kid.
Yeah.
And they used to be on, they used to do things. You remember Channel 7 in Chicago used to do their afternoon movie series? Like, you'd get home from school at 3:30 or 4 o'clock, and every week they would have, like, it's Apes Week, and they would do...
I was watching Inspector Gadget.
Oh, okay. Well, this is why I watched a lot of... They would do horror-themed, they would do sci-fi-themed, and this was all... And they cut these movies down to 90 minutes, because it had to fit between 3:30 and the 5 o'clock news.
Yeah.
So you would get kind of reduced versions with commercials and things, but I watched a lot of franchise stuff after school as a kid, and that's how I got into things like Planet of the Apes.
Cool.
So I'm very much looking forward to... I don't know when I'm going to get a chance to see it. I may have to wait till video, because I'm not going to have a break until... August, and it'll probably be out of the theaters by then. But that, and we just don't have the rest of the box office numbers for this week yet.
No, but we can go through what was, top five.
Yeah.
Without specific numbers, because we're recording a little early. Transformers, and then Tammy, and then 22 Jump Streets. It's the same it's been there, but then Earth to Echo.
That's right. That's the movie that wants to be E.T.
Yeah. So that's in the top five there this week.
Okay.
It's kind of, the new family film out for summer.
Right. Next week at the box office, We've got four movies of note as we kind of slide into the back end of summer. Disney's Planes, Fire and Rescue. The first one was a Pixar movie. This one is the Disney Toon Studios. Pixar is not releasing a movie in 2014.
And this is all a spinoff of Cars.
It is a spinoff of Cars, yes.
Kind of thing. And
I mean, families are going to love it. Kids are going to love it. That movie did, Planes did extremely well, despite the fact that it just looked stupid. Whatever. The Purge, Anarchy, is the sequel to last year's surprise. It's like a home invasion type thing. It's like one day of the year where crime is completely legal and anything can happen. I think Ethan Hawke was in the first movie.
I don't know or care.
Yeah. All right, so that's out this week. If you like romantic comedies, Sex Tape with Jason Segel and Cameron Diaz. And then the movie that's getting all sorts of acclaim is Richard Linklater's Boyhood.
Yeah.
Which opens this week, which they're already talking Oscar buzz for. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, this is something he's filmed over a series of years, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an experimental piece.
Yeah, so he followed the same kid from one age to through his teenage years, and it's supposed to be phenomenal. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. If you're not going to the box office and you want to see what's coming to DVD and Blu-ray this week, Rio 2, again, more sequels, birds, talking birds, singing birds with celebrity voices. Scarlett Johansson in Under the Skin. Melissa was talking about British TV Orphan Black, Season 2 from the BBC is available this week. And along with that, they've just greenlit the series for Season 3. AMC's Hell on Wheels, Season 3, is available on DVD and Blu-ray this week, as is the cult classic Scanners, getting the Criterion Blu-ray treatment. Over at Redbox, we've got Liam Neeson in Nonstop, which we've talked about before. It's worth watching for the first three quarters, and then when you get to the reveal of the twist, you're like, ugh.
Yeah, Nonstop, that refers to the advertising for it, right?
Exactly. Yes, very true. Johnny Knoxville took all of the unused footage from his movie Bad Grandpa and created a new movie called Bad Grandpa 0.5.
All right, then.
So that's available at Redbox this week. More horror, All Cheerleaders Must Die. And then the knockoff of Planes is Wings, Sky Force Heroes.
Hey.
So if you can't get enough of talking aviation equipment, there you go. There's another one. Over at Netflix this week, Jason Statham in Homefront, George C. Scott in the Oscar-winning Patton.
Ooh.
The documentary about John Waters' best friend and muse, I Am Divine, is available on Netflix this week, which is something I have to add to my queue because I've wanted to see that. And they didn't send us a copy of it when it came out. I don't know why. And then the original Netflix documentary, The Battered Bastards of Baseball. Say that 10 times fast. It's available this week. Over at Hulu, more documentaries. Christopher Plummer, A Man for All Stages, looks at his theatrical career. The miniseries Rise and Fall of Versailles, which looks at the various kings who occupied the estate in Paris. Films of Fury, a.k.a. the Kung Fu Movie, is a documentary that looks at 1970s Chopsaki, Bruce Lee-esque films. And then the cult sci-fi classic Tetsuo the Bullet Man is a guy who morphs into this giant machine to get revenge for the murder of his son.
Okay.
And that's available on Hulu this week. And that's all I've got for physical and streaming media.
And also coming on Hulu is Hot Wives of Orlando.
You sent me the link to that.
Which is a comedy. It's takeoff on all the Real Housewives stuff. Yeah. But it's Christian Schaal and it's Casey Wilson and yeah. So a parody of all that stuff. Yeah, and that's available on Hulu, all the episodes kind of at once this week. That should be a fun one.
Yeah.
But then on TV this week. Monday is the finale for the latest 24, the series that never was supposed to be.
It was going to be a movie and then they didn't make a movie.
Yeah. So anyhow, that is, I've heard good things about it for sure. I may check out this one. Then I can, you know, chain smoke through them.
Right.
Okay. Also, Monday night, a couple new shows on the CW. Backpackers and Seed, and they're on the CW, so I'm too old to know what they're about. Tuesday night, The Night Shift, the medical drama summer show on NBC, is ending.
Yeah.
It's a quick one. Man, VH1 is all of a sudden, like, back in it.
Really?
Wednesday night, they have two new reality shows. Make or Break, the Linda Perry Project.
Okay.
From the lead singer from 4-9 Blondes.
Oh, wow.
And also Sarah Gilbert's wife.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She is putting together a musical project, and it's a reality show about that. And then the other one on Wednesday is Candidly Nicole. It's a reality on Nicole Richie.
Ugh.
Well, no, I think she's kind of neat now.
Whatever.
She ditched Paris, so. Okay, anyhow. Also, Wednesday night, USA has a new medical drama called Rush. Mm-hmm. And then Thursday, now this is the one you should be, like, ewing about. VH1's other new reality is Leanne and Eddie.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
And Thursday, I'm sure Brandy Glanville will make cameo appearances.
No, I'm sure not. Embittered
ex-wife.
Leanne will not let her have any more fame. Okay. Also Thursday, new show. It's a relationship comedy on FX called You're the Worst. And then Sunday, The Lottery. It's a new show on Lifetime. It's not based on the short story. It's like a Children of Men type thing.
Really?
All of a sudden, there's no more babies being born. There's no children left, whatever. And it's I don't know if she's a doctor or a scientist, but she produces embryos, you know, in vitro stuff anyhow. Anyhow, that is Sunday night on Lifetime.
Okay.
Our music this week, Mandatory Fun by Weird Al.
Oh, this is his final album. He's not recording anything. This is his swan song, he says.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that's out this week. And then Jason Mraz has a new one called Yes! There's an exclamation point. Did I get that across? Okay.
Right, I think so.
And then, man, flashback week.
What?
Unfinished Business, Loverboy.
Oh, my God.
Unreleased stuff.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And then also flashback, Morrissey has a new one called World Peace is None of Your Business.
All right.
John Hyatt has Terms of My Surrender. Mm-hmm. And then Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, original Broadway cast recording. And, of course, it's Audra McDonald.
Yes.
Oh, nice. All right, books this week, Gabriel Allen series number 14 called The Heist by Daniel Silva is out. Beating Goliath, My Story of Football and Faith, Art Brills. Brillis, it's a sport, so I don't know how to say his name.
I don't know.
He's a Baylor coach.
Oh.
And he had, like, rough, when he was in college, his parents were killed in a car crash coming to see him play and stuff. So he's had a bit of faith, but it's a lot about his football and faith. So yeah, it's a good Texas thing. so those are out this week. And then, so excited, announcing a new play, New York premiere of The Qualms. It's going to be part of the Playwright Horizons season.
Okay.
The main stage theater off Broadway, but it's written by Bruce Norris.
Oh.
And that's why I'm talking about it. So.
And this is his, I want to say this is his second thing of the year because he did something at the Met, I believe, or with Laurie Metcalf.
Yeah, so it is opening this week actually at Steppenwolf Theater in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
So if you are, you know, in the Midwest, you can go catch it there.
Nice.
And then it is going to be moving.
All right.
Like next spring. It'll be quite a while before it's there, but it will eventually be in New York. But if you're in Chicago, go check this one out.
Nice.
Big fan. Bruce Norris is amazing.
Yes, he is. Fantastic. We are mourning the loss of Tommy Ramone of cancer at age 65. He is the last surviving member of the legendary punk band.
Three of them died from cancer.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah.
And then one drug overdose.
And it makes you wonder.
What you expect.
Yeah.
Ramones, like a drug overdose.
Right.
Yeah. So sad.
Very weird.
Oh.
J.K. Rowling released a new short story about a 30-year-old Harry Potter at the Quidditch World Cup. And it kind of set the interwebs on fire this week. I have not read. Did you look at it?
I have not read it yet.
Okay.
sure I will get around to it.
Yeah. Now, of course, she said when the final book was published that she was done with this and was moving on to other things, but when you have characters that are that near and dear to you and that many people love them, it's kind of hard to stay away from that world. Especially, too, since Universal just opened Diagon Alley.
Yeah.
You know, as part of their Harry Potter world, so.
Yeah, so he's in the news. But, yeah, at least it's not the same type of thing.
No.
It's not, you know, one in the series of, you know, teenage Harry. It'll be nice to catch up with him, even though I don't like how they ended up.
Yeah, it was kind of a...
But anyhow, so it'll be interesting to see.
All right.
If I appreciate where he is at 30 or not.
Yeah. All right, casting news. This just came through in a press release. Christopher Walken has been cast as a tap-dancing Captain Hook on NBC's Peter Pan Live.
Oh, my gosh.
So with the success of Sound of Music last year, they're doing Peter Pan, and you can now watch Christopher Walken play Captain Hook. I love him. I absolutely love him.
No, he is. And man can, like, sing and dance, too.
Yeah. Yep.
But, yeah. All right.
Alec Baldwin has signed on to co-star with Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible 5. I'm guessing he's going to play the villain, but that has not been revealed yet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out. Colin Farrell and Taylor Kitsch are in talks to take over for Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson in the second season of HBO's True Detective. Brandon Routh is coming back to TV to play DC superhero The Atom on the CW's new series The Flash, which stars Grant Gustin, who was the evil prep school kid on Glee. The drama over at ABC's talk show The View got even uglier this week, as Rosie O'Donnell was announced to return to the series, and former co-host Elizabeth Hasselcrack accused her of producing Barbara Walters' Going Away special just to weasel her way back onto the show.
And what she's also said...
Yes.
Is that hiring Rosie back is literally treason.
What?
It is treason to hire Rosie O'Donnell because she, like, hasn't supported the troops kind of thing.
Oh, my God.
Well, you don't have to like her. You can be like, well, that's stupid. You know, like, who wants to listen to Rosie? But, like, when you go ridiculous, why should anyone listen to anything you ever say?
And then Joy Behar chimed in to get back at Elizabeth, and it's just, it's ridiculous. I don't know why ABC even bothers to put up with this show. Going back to Hulu for a second, South Park Studios has cut a deal with Hulu to be the exclusive distributor for all 18 seasons of the series.
Wow.
So that will be coming, and it'll be disappearing from other outlets, but you'll be able to see them all on Hulu. And then a million hearts broke this week as Ryan Gosling and longtime girlfriend Ava Mendez announced that they are with child.
Eric and I were crying separately, but yeah, you know, emotionally together over this one.
And Erica Bromley, yeah.
Yeah, Erica and I.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how I found out, actually. That's how I found out the horrible news.
Yep. Oh, well.
Erica posting about it.
Oh, well. That's all I've got for entertainment news.
Okay. So, all right. So she's had a baby by her black African-American boyfriend.
Okay.
She has a big butt. She has long, dark hair. And then she just married that boyfriend. Who am I talking about?
Kim Kardashian?
No, I'm talking about Reggie Bush's new wife.
Oh.
So Reggie Bush, Kim's ex.
Yes.
Who dated and knocked up a woman who looks... hell of a lot like Kim, just married her this weekend. But the interesting thing is, one of the guests in attendance was Brody Jenner.
Oh, my God.
Kim's stepbrother, who didn't go to her wedding.
Oh, jeez.
Shocking.
Uh-huh.
Thing.
All right. Do we have a contest this week?
We do. It is from Anchor Bay. It's called Unknown Known.
Oh, yeah.
It's by filmmaker Errol Morris, who does, he's a documentary filmmaker, and this one actually is about Donald Rumsfeld.
That's right.
And he interviewed him for this and everything. So, yeah. It's highly acclaimed.
Uh-huh.
So, anyhow, we are giving that away this week.
All right. Very nice. Well, as always, we thank you guys for tuning in, for reading our reviews at DVDverdict.com, for listening to our podcasts at DVDverdict.com. Wordpress.com. And then sometime, when I have time, we're moving over to WordPress and reestablishing everything as DailyVerdict.com. So, until next week, Melissa Ann, take it away.
Now, I need to move on in life. Now is the time to say goodbye.